Sports Time is sponsored by Sean's Auto Repair Performance, the best truck and car repair service in Richland Center, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, we'll talk about all the high school activities going on yesterday and a loss by the Brewers and the Bucks last night.
Now is the time to make sure your vehicle is tuned up for summer. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. We'll check your coolant, do a radiator flush, or give you that tune-up you need. Or maybe it's a new set of tires or an alignment. We can do that too. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call us now at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. Richland Center lost 9-4 at Platteville in high school baseball last night. The game was tied at 1 until the Hillmen scored 5 runs in the third. Jesse Key slammed a grand slam home run to pace the Hillmen to a lead they would not give up. Richland Center started a comeback when Lane Miller hit a 3-run home run in the top of the fifth. The Hillmen scored 2 in the bottom of the fifth and went on to win by 5 runs. Jacob McDonald pitched the first 3 innings for the Hornets, and Thomas Hohner worked the final 3 frames. McDonald was 3-for-4 at the plate, while Ethan Hady and Lane Miller each went 2-for-3. Wes Bosworth had an RBI. Trenton Mum was the winning pitcher for the Hillmen. Riley Donahoe is 3-for-4 with a double for Platteville, which improved to 7-4 overall and 2-0 in the league. Richland Center dipped to 2-1 in the conference and 3-3 overall. They will play at Dodgeville on Thursday, while Platteville will face Lancaster. In other games from yesterday in baseball, Cuba City edged Riverdale 4-3. Chase Chitwood led the Chieftains, going 3-for-4. Andre Tater, Emmett Drone, and Michael Hernan all had RBIs in the game for Riverdale in a losing effort. It was a win for Viroqua over Westby, 5-1. River Ridge beat Potosi Cassville, 8-6. Mineral Point, 12-5 over Boscobel. Iowa Grant, 30, Southwestern, 6. Belmont, 4-2 over Highland. And Baraboo, 7-4 over Mount Horeb. In softball action last night, Dodgeville, 18. Richland Center, 8. Prairie du Chien shut out River Valley 10-0. Platteville 5-4 over Lancaster. Potosi Cassville beat River Ridge 6-2. Mineral Point 12-1 over Riverdale. Reedsburg 11, McFarland 1. In soccer action, Dodge Point was a winner over Richland Center 9-0. And now some track and field results. Platteville hosted a mid-season Southwest Conference tournament yesterday. No team scores have been made available, but we do have some individuals. And it was quite a finish for the Richland Center 200 runners yesterday. For boys, Fletcher Harper finished first with a 23.90. The Hornets' Kevin Hernandez was second with a 24.42. And Robert Button took third in the meet at 24.72 in that 200 race. Malachi Fretz was first for the Hornets in the 400 with a time of 54.96. Ryan Stadler, fourth in the 1600 and fourth in the 3200. Grayson Banker finished third with a 300 hurdles. Devin Woodhouse, fifth in pole vault, and also second in long jump for Duncan Harper, and Devin Woodhouse was sixth in the triple jump. River Valley's athletes were led by Logan Neighbors, who was second in shot, and Isaiah Olson finished eighth in the long jump. For the girls, Grace Fretz, fifth in the 800, Clarice Possen, seventh in the 800, and Olive Harper, fourth in the 3200. The Richland Center 4x4 girls finished third, Danica Pauls, Shanice Anderson, Grace Fretz, and Clarice Possen. Danica Pauls was first in the high jump with a 4.10. Grace Fretz was fourth. Also, Danica Pauls finished second in the girls' pole vault activity yesterday at Platteville. Soleil Ewing first in long jump with a 17.3. And also yesterday, Soleil was third in the triple jump. And Madeline Huber did well with a first-place finish in the shot put with a 34.4 in the final. Alea Huntemer was seventh for the Hornets, and Madeline Huber finished third in the discus throw at Platteville. At the Lee Griffin Invite yesterday, the top teams for girls, Westby was first, Kickable Lafarge second, the Ithaca Weston girls finished fifth. They were led by Kaylee Miller with a sixth-place finish in the 100, Aubrey Cook fourth with a 400. In the 800, Kaylee Peterson was first. In the 100 hurdles, Tristan Peterson second, and she took third in the 300 hurdles. The 4x1 was fourth. Aubrey Cook, Kaylee Peterson, Maggie Kirshner, and Kaylee Miller. And the 4x2 was seventh. Jaden Boland, Bailey Wanless, Leah Puig, and Maggie Kirshner. And the 4x4 finished fourth. Kaylee Miller, Aubrey Cook, Tristan Peterson, and Kaylee Peterson. Kaylee Miller fourth in high jump. Leah Puig sixth in pole vault, and Kaylee Peterson seventh. In the triple jump, Aubrey Cook was second. Shot put, Holly King finished ninth. For the boys yesterday, Bangor was the top team. North Crawford second. Kickapoo LaFarge was third. Ithaca Weston boys finished ninth. Landon Thompson ninth in the 100. Channing Brown third in the 400 and seventh with the 800 run. Clayton Lee first in the 1600 with a personal best of 4:50.35. Clayton Lee was second in the 3200. The 4x2 boys finished eighth. Makai Tauula, Carrick Thompson, Randy Picardo Flores, and Sam Jones. Sam and Makai ran in the 4x8, as did Landon Thompson and Brayson Garcia Bolin. They finished eighth. Carrick Thompson fifth in the pole vault, and Brayson Garcia Bolin was seventh. The boys 4x8 finished sixth. Channing Brown, Sam Jones, Connor Montes, and Clayton Lee. Elsewhere in track action yesterday in the SWAL midseason meet hosted by Riverdale, the Chieftains' Tim Bailey was first in the 100 with a 11:36 time, first in the 400 at 53:26. Noah Arrington first in the 200 with a time of 24:07 and second in the 400. Caleb Shillaline fourth with a 1600 run, and the first place high jumper was Dietrich Buchholz at 5:10. Drayton Deglow was third with a shot put throw. For the girls, Gretchen Buchholz fifth in the 200 and third in high jump. Olivia Meese fourth in the 400. Mallory Meese second in the 1600. Kaylee Carter second in the pole vault. Kiera Prohaska third place triple jump. And Kayla McCorkle fifth with the discus throw. No team scores available for the SWAL meet yesterday. The Riverdale girls 4x1 finished second. Kaylee Carter, Mary Medina, Riley Leith, and Haley Schneider ran that for Riverdale, and their 4x4 was first. Riley Bierce, Mallory Meese, Olivia Meese, and Jenna Wheatman with a time of 4:34.23. Golf action yesterday. The Southwest Conference Golf Meet was hosted by Platteville Lancaster at Lancaster Country Club. Platteville was the top team with a 162. Richland Center with a 170 finished second. Firing a 36 on that back nine was Roman Johnson. 41 for Andrew Knabel. Also a 45 for Zach Hillers. 48 by Trayton Shep. And a 53 for Connor Hying. River Valley with a 171 finishing in third. Gavin Davison with a 40 had their best score. Will Kaltenberg, a 42, a 43 for Cam Schmidt-Connect. Also a 46 by Lucas Klein. And Connor Grant fired a 47. Focusing now on the Richland Center golf team, Coach Mike Davis says the team has some good numbers this year.
23 out, which is a super great number. I got a lot of freshmen out. I got a lot of kids who are trying it out, and that's what we want. We want kids doing something, and if they want to come out and try golf, then we'll take them.
I asked Mike about those great numbers and how they decide whose score counts each day.
We pretty much know, our top five for our varsity, and the five and six man might swap around a bit. And then the top 10, would be five varsity and five JV. That bottom four, that could really change. We've got a lot of kids who are, new to golf. So like they're just coming out and they're just learning how to golf holes and things like that. So like they're probably not ready to golf in a meet yet, we hope, maybe by, the end of May, maybe they will be, or by next year for sure, but the kids who are ready to go, we do things like we'll have scorecard playoffs you know, where they'll come to practice and we'll send them out with a scorecard and, you know, they get as many holes in and then we take a look and then, you know, just like with wrestling, you know, the best score, you know, we'll get the best spots.
Mike Davis, Richland Center Golf Coach. Quail Run Tuesday Men's Golf League got underway week one of 20 last night. Keith Lang had the top score of 36, including a birdie on hole one and eight. Ty Dilley with a 37, including a birdie on hole one, five, and eight. Pat Keegan birdied one and three and fired a 38. 40s for Aaron Halverson and Josh Coy. Aaron with a birdie on hole one and Josh on three. And Chris Pardoon a 41. Also last night at Quail Run, Brock Banker with a birdie on hole one. Jake Colloy birdied hole eight. Flag prize winners, Gage Wirtz, shortest drive in the fairway on hole one. Josh Coy, closest to the pin on hole three. Ty Dilley, closest second shot on hole five. And Chris Fink, closest second shot on hole nine. The Indiana Pacers found their shooting touch, hitting more than 55% from the floor to beat the Bucks last night, 125-108. That means the NBA playoff series is tied at a game apiece. They did it despite the second straight game from Damian Lillard, in which he had a strong performance. In fact, he had 26 of his 34 in the first half. Now the Bucks go to Indiana, and Dame talked about that.
Going to another team's home floor, you got to know that they're going to be more comfortable, they're going to be more confident. They're a team that already plays fast. They're going to play a little bit faster at home. And I think that's when we got to lean on our experience in the games on their home floor. You know, we've all been in these situations, regular season and playoffs, and we got to, you know, stay connected, stay together, and play the game like we've been there before.
Minnesota 105, Phoenix 93, and Dallas 96-93 over the Clippers. Veteran Andrew McCutchen led off the game with a home run for the second straight night, getting his Pirates started on the way to a 2-1 victory. Pinch hitter Connor Joe's RBI single in the sixth turned out to be the game-winning hit. Milwaukee's only run came on a solo home run by Gary Sanchez in the eighth. Rookie Tobias Myers took the loss in his major league start. Here's Pat Murphy talking about that.
I think sometimes getting punched early is probably a good thing, to be quite honest with you. But I see what you're saying, and then that can actually happen. But I think sometimes getting punched early wakes you up, and you kind of become your true self. And I think that said it all, what he did the next, you know, 15 outs.
Brewer manager Pat Murphy. Elsewhere, it was the Cubs 7-2 over Houston. National League action, Atlanta 5-0 over Miami. Cincinnati 8, Philadelphia 1. The Dodgers 4, Washington 1. Arizona 14-1 over St. Louis. Colorado 7, San Diego 4. San Francisco 5-1 over the Mets. And in the American League, Cleveland 4-1 over Boston. Detroit 4, Tampa Bay 2. Yankees 4-3 over Oakland. Kansas City 3-2 over Toronto. Minnesota 6, the White Sox 5, Seattle 4-0 over Texas, and the LA Angels beat Baltimore 7-4. I'm Phil Nee with sports.